This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. There's a lot to cover here, and I hope we can get to it, including jury nullification, some video of James Babb, a friend of the show, who was harassed and threatened with arrest outside of a courthouse in Pennsylvania. We got the video. We'll play some of that when we get a chance. But Dave in Montana called in relation to the Ohio legalization initiative that was on the ballot yesterday and ultimately went down in flames, 64% to 36%, which is, you know, pretty bad. That's a pretty bad turnout, pretty bad result for marijuana legalization. So why did it fail? Given the young people of America, of course, seem to be into the whole idea of legalization. Well, that could be one factor. Young people don't tend to vote. So you might want to chalk that one up as a potential reason here. I haven't gone through the six reasons yet from USA Today and the Cincinnati Inquirer by Ann Sacker, her analysis of why it failed. But it seems like we're on this trajectory towards legal marijuana in the United States. So was it just too soon for Ohio? What were the reasons why it didn't work out? Number one was the business plan. There was a plan that there would be 10 chosen properties around the state, businesses who had already sort of been pre-selected, basically, that they were going to be the ones that handled this, that handled the commercial-level distribution of marijuana. And that was pretty offensive. According to Ballotpedia...
Nobody likes that, yeah.
Yeah, according to Ballotpedia.org, to tell you a little bit more about those, the amendment would have created 10 marijuana growth, cultivation, and extraction facilities, MGCE. These 10 facilities would have had exclusive rights to commercial production. It was this aspect of the amendment that led the Ohio General Assembly to add the competing Issue 2 to the ballot. I'm not sure what Issue 2 was. If you want to look that one up, Mark, I'd be curious. Oh, here it is. It's linked to Ballotpedia. Anyway, the MGCE facilities would have ran independently to prevent collusion, as required by the Sherman Antitrust Act. There would have been no vertical integration of the marijuana businesses, meaning those that cultivated the plants could also not sell directly to the public. Property owners agreed to let the 300 people that each facility expects to employ unionize and collectively bargain. And then they go on to tell you more about the investors in these MGCE. So they had already determined who would be the people behind these things. And they actually list the names of these individuals, which include a WEBN radio host and a Cincinnati basketball star, the former general counselor of the Kroger Company, and others.
I wonder if you looked at states where they have private sector unions are ensconced in law versus states where they're not. If you'd see growth versus states
stagnation,
numbers going, people moving to states where they're they have these so-called right to work laws, and they always say so-called right to work. In my opinion, a job is an agreement between two people, and if an employee can decide any day of the week that, you know what, I quit, and they don't have to give a particular reason or anything like that, then why is it that an employer has all these reasons? Like, an employee could decide, I don't like working for my white boss or my black boss. They could pick the most egregious of awful reasons to choose not to come into work. Mm. And no one's going to say boo to them about it.
Issue 2. Now, so we wondered what Issue 2 was. Well, it's item number 2 on the list of the six reasons why this thing didn't pass. Why Issue 3 did not pass. Issue 2, they're saying, is a reason. Back to the list. The state's political establishment threw everything it could to stop Issue 3. The legislature wrote Issue 2, which would prohibit market monopolies explicitly to prevent a monopoly, oligopoly, or cartel from getting established in the state's constitution. Democratic Rep. Mike Curtin of Columbus, who calls himself a constitutionalist, wrote Issue 2. Then he helped to assemble the key opposition group, Ohioans Against Marijuana Monopolies, which pulled together nearly 140 groups from around the state to fight, including influential groups such as the Fraternal Order of Police. chambers of commerce, and a host of health organizations. The measure to legalize recreational marijuana was extreme, said Curtin. It's the most audacious proposed amendment in the state's history since we had the initiative process, he said. Issue 3 backers called Issue 2 an effort to curb the initiative process. Voters did not agree and approved Issue 2. Well, that's great. So now there's a prohibition on monopolies and oligopolies and cartels. So does that mean the state will abolish itself?
I suspect not, but I think it's worth bringing the trial, because at this point the state of Ohio claims a great deal of monopoly privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It claims a lot of monopoly privilege. Also, the federal government does, and it operates within the borders of Ohio. Many municipalities, they're going to be claiming monopoly privilege in many ways, so this should be really interesting. I'd love to be an Ohio lawyer right now.
Full legalization versus medicals is reason number 3 it failed, according to USA Today and the Cincinnati Inquirer. The 4 other states that have legalized marijuana so far, Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State, had already established programs to permit people to get marijuana to treat various illnesses. Ohio's measure asked residents to make the huge jump from prohibition to full legalization.
Yeah.
So apparently they didn't have a medical program in Ohio.
Most half the states do at this point. Most of the states do.
Right. Ohioans
balked. Some kind of medical program.
Ohioans balked. Niven said, quote, "We are not California. We're not the vanguard of hippiedom. It's a leap to go from no legal marijuana to full legal marijuana."
We can't legalize marijuana here because we haven't made it legal for medical yet. That's a really dumb reason.
Yeah. And it's not the leap that folks have made, he said. Ohioans, though, says the article, are willing to consider medical marijuana. Curtin said that in debating the 2 measures around the state, he found that voters want to have that discussion, even though the Ohio legislature has refused for 18 years to consider medical marijuana bills. Curtin said, no doubt the topic will hit the agenda soon. Let's continue here. We'll get to the other 3 reasons in moments. First, Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Ralph. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, the House Negro, I feel very
well. Oh, God.
Well, you want me to call it that, or you want me to, call him Obama? Which one?
I'd prefer Obama.
Okay, Obama, El Negro, the black one, okay? You would like to think that by now he would have a reaction about the election, since he was the one who said election has consequences. But back to him, he made a poll of himself by making a remark or a comment, and then I want to talk about the black man too, the one running in the election right now.
Dr. Carson?
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, he said something to the effect like, you know, the last debate of the Republican, they are all weak. Oh, really, Obama? Oh, really?
They're all what?
You weak. Look at the man in the mirror.
So, Carson said they were weak, or Obama said they were weak?
Obama said they were weak. Okay.
The Republicans, that all the Republicans were weak. Okay.
Right. Yes, that's what he said.
The man. Who cares?
Said.
Who cares what he says?
I really
who cares
don't care.
What?
At this point in time, I really don't care either. Okay.
You do. You're calling talk radio about it. Obviously, you care.
Okay. All right. But with regard to the black man, okay.
Which one?
The one running in the election right now.
Dr. Carson.
Ben Carson. Okay,
there you go. Let's be crystal clear with who we're talking about, right? Because right. You've already mentioned 2 black men in the series of this conversation. So let's use names, okay?
We haven't even talked about the American Pharaoh. He's black too.
The American Pharaoh?
Yeah, he's
who's that?
Black too, but he's a horse. At least he was proving a winner. Okay.
Who was the,
who
American,
is the American Pharaoh?
Say that again.
Who is the American Pharaoh?
That's the horse that won the race here in New Jersey.
Okay, a racing horse. Got it. What's that have to do with this?
Right. Yeah, but
the horse is black.
Right. As far as he is concerned, it's about the issue of character with me. Okay. He hasn't, and virtue as well. Both virtue and character, Ben Carson has not shown as of yet. We don't see that with Obama.
Are you a Trump guy? You're a Trump guy, aren't you?
Yes, of course. I
okay. That's all you need to know. Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
As a Republican, it's sad when the scariest candidate is in your own party. That's how I feel about Trump.
Trump is the scariest one? Okay, got it. They're all pretty scary to me. 855-450-3733. And I'm including the Democrats. They're all scary. Democrats, Republicans. 855-450-3733. If you want to comment here more on the reasons Ohio could not pass legalization, coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yesterday, marijuana legalization was on the ballot. ballot in Ohio, and it bombed 64%. Yeah, 64% voted against the marijuana legalization initiative there. It wasn't perfect in that it did kind of create this oligopoly or cartel of marijuana distribution. But on the other hand, it would have allowed individuals to possess and to also grow a small amount of marijuana, up to 8 ounces worth, which, you know, that's not a bad amount. And that's, you could also share that amount, too. So you could grow for someone else and share it with them. I would say that this is actually an okay proposal. I mean, as far as things go, you can't ask for perfection from the political process. It's always going to be less than perfect.
I think a lot of people are very frustrated with that, and that perfection is what they demand from the political process. And, you know,
well, they must not have ever been involved in it.
Clearly not. But ultimately, you know, you can choose to be involved in the process, or you can choose to be ruled by the process, but acting like that process has nothing to do with you is liable to end you up in a jail cell.
So I'm going to go on here. The quick recap, though, the first three items, is the six items as to why the article, Ann Sacker, the Cincinnati Inquirer, thinks this failed. The business plan, the idea of the 10 commercial distributors, this sort of oligopoly, this cartel. Number two on the list was issue number two, which was another one of the ballot initiatives put on the ballot by the state legislature, essentially to try to paint the issue three, which was the cannabis issue, as something that would promote oligopolies and cartels. And you know, I get that point.
They kind of do that with casinos, gambling, because oftentimes when somebody puts casinos out, they'll say, we're just going to keep them to this area or that area. There'll only be five of them or whatever it is. And they'll say, you don't want to – look, you know, people that don't want gambling at all will say, you don't want to let gambling in because it'll only be these five. Well, if we'd have put something on the ballot that says everybody's free to gamble, if that's what they want to do, what would you do then? You'd say organized crime is going to come in. You know, it's always something.
And then number three, full legalization versus medical. They didn't have a medical program in Ohio, so the idea was that maybe they were jumping too far too fast. Off-year election, number four. Ian James, the executive director of Responsible Ohio, is a seasoned Ohio political operative. He said that putting legalization on the ballot in an off-year election would be less expensive than an even year, and it would guarantee that the subject would not be drowned out by other campaigns. But when other states have considered marijuana issues, it's always been on even-year elections to capture the higher turnout. Asking voters to change something in an off-year election like reforms to marijuana, that's a death knell. And when you have only a 30% turnout as opposed to 70% in a presidential election year, said Alan St. Pierre, the executive director of Normal, that can make a difference. Especially when the 30% are the elderly who are coming out.
Yeah. You know,
I was at the polls yesterday for a couple of hours doing outreach for the Keen Liberty Alliance.
See a lot of young people?
I could count probably on one hand the amount of people in their 30s and, you know, maybe a few more in their 40s that came out. I saw maybe one person that was in their 20s, and they were there with their parents.
Yeah.
So
getting a ride in.
Yeah. The movement, number five.
And a lot of these states don't have the freedom to vote the way that New Hampshire does. In New Hampshire, basically all you have to do is show up at the polls and have a heartbeat, and you're going to get to vote.
Yeah, but that still doesn't draw out young people.
I'm not claiming it does.
Yeah.
What I'm claiming, though, is that young that percentage of young people that might come with their parents, like you experienced, in all likelihood, that person hasn't filled out the paperwork in advance state like Ohio or Florida or a variety of other places in order to be able to vote. So if they do walk in and say, hey, I'd like to vote, and they'll say, have you filled out your forms in triplicate? Mm-hmm. Here you go. You just fill out this this form with the carbon copies and we'll
copies.
I'm terribly sorry. It looks like you're not going to be able to vote. I'm sorry. You register and you'll be able to vote next year. Yeah.
The movement, number five, marijuana activists always squabble over legalization initiatives. One reason that the 2010 proposition lost in California was because the marijuana farmers in the state's Emerald Triangle voted it down by 70%. Marijuana activists in Ohio were almost uniformly opposed to the measure. Many of them have been fighting the ban on marijuana for years. And the prospect of wealthy investors suddenly swooping down to throw money at the issue and then cashing in on the green rush was galling. Don E. Wershofter of Athens, Ohio, a lawyer and longtime activist, called Issue 3 evil and campaigned against it with a man dressed up as the banker from the Monopoly board game.
Yeah.
Said National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, St. Pierre, quote, to have the Don Wershofters of progressive liberal columnists saying, I'm all for marijuana legalization, but I don't like this ballot initiative for activists. There were any number of reasons to oppose it. And finally, number 6 on the list of reasons that cannabis legalization did not happen yesterday in Ohio was Buddy, a cartoonish mascot. Yep. B-U-D-D-I-E.
Uh-huh.
A cartoonish mascot with a head shaped like a marijuana bud did not move the conversation forward. James and marijuana legalization supporters thought Buddy would be a kitschy, ironic statement for college kids. Instead, the character turned off adults who thought Buddy would appeal to children. Quote, I definitely think there were issues with the advertising, with the mascot that people didn't really approve of, said Morgan Fox of the Marijuana Policy Project.
Mm.
So there you have it. Maybe there will be another shot for Ohio in the future, and maybe they'll do it during a bigger election year where more of a variety of the Ohio populace will come out and actually vote and do the right thing on this issue. And again, if you legalize marijuana and you have this sort of cartel aspect of the official commercial distribution side of things, that can be changed later. I mean, it's not likely because, you know, it's the good old boys network and they're probably not going to change things, at least legislatively, and you probably won't find enough people willing to sign and do a petition drive just to make a tweak to a law. But it could, in theory, be changed later. In the meantime, at the very least, then people wouldn't be being arrested for possession of marijuana in Ohio. I think this was a mistake for activists to vote against this. If you're in Ohio and you can explain why you voted against this thing, I want to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I guess they just want more people to be arrested for marijuana. You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
Mm.
More people. If I can't have it my way, we're not going to have it anyway.
I mean, I'll hold my nose and vote for a crappy legalization. I'd rather have that than have prohibition.
I want, I'm going to vote more freedom every issue, every time.
Yeah.
I get strategy and those sorts of things. I understand them. But I feel I have a moral obligation to the people that might be jailed or fined or taxed or whatever it is to help, you know, help them protect themselves. Now, obviously, obligation's a strong term. If I didn't go vote at all, have I fallen, do I owe these people something? I don't think you do. But, yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try because I want them to do it for me.
So, to solve this problem of bad marijuana legalization efforts, we need to concentrate activism. That we've shown is working here in New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire does have medical marijuana. There's a medical marijuana program. The dispensaries are expected to open early 2016. It's taken them forever to get around to
dragging their feet.
It's terrible. The medical program here is a weak one, but it at least exists, and it is a good starting point. So that's happening here, and as more people move here as part of the Free State Project, we're going to see more advancements. And the medical marijuana program is also going to be improved over time as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. Brand new site. It's been redesigned for 2015. We've been hammering out some of the bugs, and it's looking better than ever. Please go and enjoy. You can still create the content. You can still submit show topics right there to the front page of the website. You can vote on other people's show topics as well. And there's so much more, though, to the site. There's archives that go back for years. You can download those for free. You can listen live during our show hours. One of the big changes to the site is when you go to freetalklive.com during our live show hours, the front page is just the player. So it just shows you the player. And if you want, you can bypass that and go to the main site.
I love that part.
It's a very cool feature. So there have been a few big tweaks. Just go check it out, freetalklive.com. We go to Gino listening in Minerva, Ohio, online. Hello, Gino. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you said something about old folks voting. You know, I'm going to be 60 in April. And a lot of my friends are late 60s, early 70s, and they all voted for it. But the Attorney General here is Mike DeWine. He used to be the Lieutenant Governor, and he's a pig. He is a pig. They put all kind of fear, and people going to be giving their kids marijuana, saying they're sick. And it was ridiculous, man. Mm.
Well, you know, you're right. I want to make clear, when I said old people, I meant like 80s and like that age range.
No.
Because people in their 60s are the baby boomers. You guys smoked pot back in the 60s.
Exactly. Well, yeah. The only saving grace is now I know where my pot comes from, you know. If they was going to do it this way, it was going to be these, these people that already picked out the site. There was a site right up the road from me, about 15 miles in Alliance, Ohio, and they bought all kind of farmland, and there was going to be designated grow site. And, you know, I think if they did it on, if it wasn't an off election year, you know, I think it would do better. You know.
All right. Well, do you know? Happen to know what it takes to get an initiative on the ballot in Ohio? How many signatures one has to collect?
I think 100,000. I think.
Okay.
I did sign a petition with the local people here.
That's good to know. They did apparently have a $20 million budget on this, so hopefully they can raise some more money and try this again. Gino, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts, and thanks for voting for it. I think it was the right thing to do to vote for this, even though it's not perfect. If it ends prohibition, then that's good enough. And this ended prohibition.
Well, look at alcohol, right? Essentially, alcohol is only distributed by, licensed dealers. There's usually one in every county or maybe a bit farther.
Distributors, you mean?
Yeah, distributors. Mm-hmm. They have an oligopoly.
Yeah, for sure.
And, I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying that people aren't going to jail for alcohol anymore. People aren't getting shot and robbed over alcohol anymore. That's kind of important.
So you may join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. A little bit more about the Ohio Marijuana Legalization Initiative that unfortunately went down in flames yesterday. 64% of Ohio voters voting against it, although only 30% actually turned out to the vote. Which is a lot more, by the way, than the 17% that turned out to vote here in Keene, New Hampshire, yesterday. Taxes. Along with general business taxes, fees, and assessments, marijuana production facility gross revenue would have been taxed by a flat 15% rate, and marijuana retail stores would have been taxed by a flat 5% rate. Tax revenue would have been split up in three ways. 55% would go to the Municipal and Township Government Stabilization Fund, 30% to the Strong County Fund, and 15% of the Marijuana Control Commission Fund. After Washington and Colorado legalized marijuana in 2012, the issue has increasingly appeared on state ballot measures. In 2014, Alaska's ballot measure 2 decriminalized marijuana, and Oregon's measure 91 legalized recreational marijuana, with a majority of Americans now supporting marijuana legalization. 2016 could see a wave of marijuana-related ballot measures. Now, here in New Hampshire, we don't have the ballot measure process.
Which is good and bad.
I would say it's good, generally, because, certainly it's double-edged, but I would say the edge is mostly on the good side that we don't have that.
I've heard people argue both sides.
Sure, and I can argue both sides in that, sure, you can bypass the legislature if you have the marijuana or the ballot initiative process, but ultimately that's really the only benefit to it, because what we saw where we come from, Mark, in Florida, was the most asinine, ridiculous nonsense being put on these ballot
measures. Don't have a ballot initiative in Florida, but they have a way to modify the Constitution. And so we saw some of probably the best example is the supersonic train thing. Couldn't be supersonic. The super train, the bullet train.
That's
High speed rail train that was going to run between like Miami, Orlando.
I thought it was Orlando and Tampa.
And Tampa.
I thought it was only Orlando and Tampa.
I think it was including Miami. Anyway, whatever.
I thought it was like $10 billion just for Orlando and Tampa or some sort of ridiculous
case.
Nonsense.
But it was to connect a few cities in Florida. And, you know, if you ask people, hey, do you want the option of traveling on a super fast choo-choo? People are going to say yes.
Who doesn't like a choo-choo?
Everybody's going to say yes.
Open wide!
If you ask them, would you like the option of a dirigible rides from...
Zeppelins.
Yeah, Zeppelins from Tampa to Jacksonville. They're going to be like, Oh, that sounds nice. Would you like to take a dirigible ride? Sure. Well, I'll tell you. If dirigibles made sense from Tampa to Jacksonville.
Is it dirigible or dirigible?
Dirigible is the term I've always heard, but okay. You go ahead and you check it out.
All right.
Fine. Bathyscaphs. I don't care what it is.
That's a word I don't know. What does that mean?
It's a type of submarine.
Oh.
You know, whatever it might be, if you ask them, that sounds really nice. Thanks very much for the offer. I'll go ahead and vote for that. Well, it's not an offer. It's a bunch of tax money. And then taxpayers in Florida figured out, I think it was about 2 or 4 years later, hey, turns out they spent millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on, never having stuck a shovel in the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
They never put a shovel in the ground, and they'd already spent hundreds of millions of dollars on, well, frankly, something that nobody should have voted for in the first place. It was stupid because they were, oh, here's what happens. When you have the opportunity to spend other people's money, you get kind of irresponsible.
And also, it was the ballot initiative that brought about the smoking ban.
Yeah, there was that
in
too.
Florida. The very first show we ever did on Free Talk Live in 2002 was about what was then on the ballot as a smoking ban, and that passed with the same ridiculous 70% margin as the bullet train, and everything else just gets voted in. And so this is the danger of the ballot initiative process: is you put people who are activists, basically, in charge of changing the Constitution or creating new laws. Here in New Hampshire, the only way something gets passed is through the legislature. And the New Hampshire legislature is a citizen legislature. The legislators here make $100 a year. So you don't have the professional legislator types that you have in the other states, which means that the legislature here is more representative of the actual people of New Hampshire than other legislatures. And in New Hampshire, the decriminalization measure that was put up this year had 80% support in the state house. 80%. That is huge. And the only reason this thing didn't happen this year is because of the governor. And she, by the way, is leaving office at the end of this term. And in New Hampshire, terms only last 2 years.
We're going to send her off to the Washington, D.C.
I don't know who we is. This lady has to run to win her Washington, D.C.
Don't worry, the person she's running against stinks, too.
Dirigible.
Dirigible. So there's an extra
dirigible.
I. There's an I in there you were not pronouncing, Mark.
Dirigible. Dirigible. Got it.
All right. Dirigible is another possible, according to the dictionary here, dictionary.com. 855-453, join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The show is Free Talk Live. We call it that because you may call in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. We've got time for you if you call in now. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And please join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then do become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We just redesigned the website, and let me tell you, it's not cheap to do a website redesign like this.
Certainly isn't.
It was super expensive, although odds are good. Had I hired non-libertarians, it probably would have cost me even more. So we probably actually got a really good deal on it, all things considered. But you can help us cover some of the costs of doing Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And one of the ways you can do that is to go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, brand new website. AMP page is going to look a little bit different than it has before. The AMP system's better than it has been previously. I think it's a better looking system now. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for $5 a month. And you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa and MasterCard. You can use that directly through our website. And coming soon, we are going to be accepting a different kind of currency for the Free Talk Live AMP program. We're just waiting on a certain company to approve our merchant application. So that's been on hold for like a week. So I'm sorry I even teased it before. But at some point, we will have a third option for you. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll probably see what that third option is, even though it won't work for you, I don't think, at this point. But you can try it. AMP, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a huge difference for us when you do this. Please take a moment. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing, this is the way to help us out. It's so critical that we have Free Talk Live amplifiers. You guys are the reason why we have over 150 radio stations airing this program at various different times throughout the week, every single week. So if you like the idea of the ideas of liberty reaching new ears, this show is the best at that. Okay, I don't like to, you know, toot my own horn too much, but Free Talk Live is the best show in the Liberty Movement to reach newbies. It's easy to reach people in the Liberty Movement. There's plenty of podcasts out there, and in fact, we're proliferated with podcasts.
We help with that by creating the Liberty Radio Network.
Right, and the AMP program supports the Liberty Radio Network as well at LRN.FM. But to reach people on the radio, there's only one other show that's doing it, and that's the Freedom Fiends. They're doing a great job, but they're in the middle of the overnights, and they've only got like 30 stations. We've got 150 stations airing us in the evenings and other times. So if you really want to reach new people with the ideas of liberty, we're doing it in a way that is unmatched in the entire movement. So if it's worth $5 a month to you to reach newbies with the message of liberty, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Glenn, listening in Philly, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Hi there.
Did you say we're proliferated with programs? Anyway, anyway, but it's dirigible. Man, a dirge is a funeral song, like you know. But it is dirigible.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm the self-appointed internet language corrector.
Well, thank you so much for that.
It's my calling.
Were you calling about another thing?
We all appreciate it.
No, just the dirigible thing made me squirm.
So that's it? It says you wanted to talk about voting.
Well, just that was what you were talking about, and that's where dirigible came from in the context of high-speed trains. I think the high-speed train just went east to west, coast to coast, didn't it?
I think you're right about that. I think Mark's wrong that it was connecting Miami with anywhere. I'm pretty sure it was just Tampa to Orlando in Florida, and they ultimately repealed that.
Just east-west shot. Yeah, that's the one.
Thanks, Glenn, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Justice is on the line, calling from Siberia on Skype. Hello, Justice.
Hello there, Ian, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Is it snowy in Siberia yet? I don't know what it's like up there.
We had about a foot of snow, but it melted off, global warming and all that.
All right.
Looking at the Florida high-speed corridor is to run from Tampa to Orlando to Miami.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
As always, Mark is right.
No, I was certainly wrong on the pronunciation of dirigible, as that gentleman repeated over and over.
All right. Go ahead, Justice. What are you calling about tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to just talk about travel. Back a few months ago when I was haying, I listened to Free Talk Live in my earphones while I'm working in my field. And you guys were talking about the Uber taxi service and air travel. And I wanted to mention, here in Russia, we've had Uber-like services forever. And you can get a taxi ride for like an average of $2.50 in American currency. Pretty much anywhere in a city of a million people. I mean, it's incredible. And that's like people will say, oh, that's because, you know, their wages are really low. Well, that's true. But vehicles here are like three times as expensive as in the U.S. because of the customs on the border. And you'll like have a like yesterday I needed to get a taxi ride from point A to point Z. And like a Mercedes X5. Showed up. It was like $2.50, please.
Nice.
So I mean, that's just the power of competition and free markets and everything. And every city, Russia's got, I don't know, five or six different Uber-like services. We just call in. They don't have a taxi park. It's just a bunch of people sharing rides and making a buck, you know. And that's kind of the kind of thing that we could have. You just allow for it.
Now, Uber is operating in Moscow, according to the Uber website. Obviously, Siberia is not necessarily next to Moscow. But have you heard anything about Uber being cracked down upon in Russia at all?
No, I seriously doubt that Uber would get cracked down. The only reason why Uber would get cracked down on in Russia is because it's a foreign operator. But, you know, if they were cracked down at all. But like I said, every single city in Russia has, you know, bunches of ride-sharing apps.
It'd be hard for Uber to compete against that. I mean, why would Uber go into any place but Moscow if we're talking about $2.50 a ride?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. And you're talking about an extremely established market. I mean, it's not like Uber can come in and like be the first kind of guy on the block. So that's – and the other thing that I wanted to mention is just in kind of relationship to dirigibles and fast high-speed trains is so many people will talk – when we talk about in the Liberty community, a lot of people's first objection is, you know, who would build the roads or what would the transportation infrastructure look like. And I just wanted to make a comment that it wouldn't look like anything we have right now. And one of the – kind of lab tests for that or examples for that is air travel. The United States had used to have one of the largest, well, and still does, but not anything like it could be, small aircrafts, general aviation industries in the world. And then we got the Federal Aviation Association back in the 60s. Prior to the 60s, your average five-person, basically like the sedan of aircraft, an airplane, not a luxury model, cost between 2 and 2.5 times more than your average motor vehicle. And then after the FAA came into existence in the 60s, within about 10 years and all of their millions and millions of dollars worth of regulations on every single piece of equipment that you put in an aircraft, your average aircraft a day costs, you know, new aircraft costs about 20 times more than a comparable auto vehicle.
It's probably not just regulation. It probably has to do with supply and demand because of the licensure that they've required for flying, which, you know, any you know, small-time pilot will say, man, it's just crazy the amount that they have to do. That
and that's true,
drives down
Mark,
demand, and when demand's lower, you know, it's going to make this thing more rare.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But when you look at just the cost of like kit planes, which use a loophole to get around the regulations, and they're still within that 2 and 2.5 times range.
Oh, is that so?
You can get a and so it's incredible, but you can't do anything with that plane legally other than just take it up for a ride. You could never haul someone commercially for that. You can't haul produce commercially with that. You can't do anything with that.
Can you fly yourself from one location to another?
Yeah, you could do that.
So potentially, yeah, that's what a lot of people buy.
Potentially, yeah. So it's just interesting, you know, how that works. So like let's say the FAA, you'd most likely have a situation where you'd have your car for inside the city, and then you'd probably have some kind of a Uber like taxi pool aircraft for all of your outside or, you know,
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, of course, the FAA, as we discovered several weeks ago or a few months ago on the show, has been cracking down on ride sharing services for the sky as well. So there were a couple of companies that wanted to kind of be the Uber of the skies, and basically the FAA has completely shut them down for the time being. I believe there's a lawsuit that is in progress there. Justice, thanks for the call, and stay warm there in Siberia. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Uber apparently operating in a few different Russian cities. I've never heard of this one. Novosibirsk.
Novosibirsk?
Yeah, that's a Russian city in which Uber is operating. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then. Check out our brand new website and enjoy it. It's still free. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.